So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Avodas Kechavim Shenichu Avodah. If an Avodah Zar was abandoned by its worshippers, it depends. B'shash Shalom Muteris. During peacetime, the Avodah Zar becomes permitted because, as Rashi explains, Chayel V'yatzu L'das V'lo Netlu Imam Batlua. Since the worshippers left voluntarily and they did not take the Avodah Zar with them, they assumingly were Mevatlet. However, B'shash Mocham Asur, during war, the Avodah Zar remains forbidden because, since the worshippers left forcefully, they were not Mevatlet. The Mishnah continues, B'musayis shal malachim arei elu mutaris. The stone designated as a pedestal for the Avodah Zarah that the king bows to as he passes by is permitted because memneishim amidinaisa b'shosh ha-malachim oivrim or malachim manichin derech ha-zivoholchim derech ha-cheres. Because since the stone with the Avodah Zarah are placed along the king's assumed route and the king often decides to take a different route, the stone does not become Meshamesh Avodah Zarah. The Gemara explains, Bimus even achas mutar. A bimus is built with one stone that's permitted because it was not actually used for Avodah Zarah. While Mizbeach Avonim Harbi Aser, an altar is built with many stones and is forbidden because it was used for the offerings of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara proceeds with the following brisa. Tana Nevet Shaloi Aser B'Shal Chaver Mutar. If a person bowed to his own animal, the animal becomes disqualified for karbanas. But if he bowed to someone else's animal, the animal remains eligible for karbanas. The Gemara questions Shal Chaver Mutar from the following brisa. An animal that was worshipped becomes disqualified for karbanas, regardless of whether this was done b'meizid, intentionally, or even if it was done b'shoigig, unintentionally, or b'oinis, forcefully. The Gemara initially assumes that b'oinis refers to a case of kagan da'onis behemis chaveri v'shtachvala. A person bowed down to someone else's animal against the owner's will, and nevertheless the animal becomes aser. However, the Gemara offers two other explanations. Either the Bryce refers to Behemoth Shaloi, one's own animal, and Ba'inus is a case of Kagan Shensu Akum Vishtach Vala Behemtoi Didei. A non-Jew compelled a Jew to bow down to his own animal. And although we generally apply the concept of Oinus Rachmana Patre, one is permitted to commit a transgression if he was compelled to do so, however, Oinus Befahesya Aser, one is forbidden to transgress publicly even though it was Ba'inus, as we see from the following two Pesukim. One Pasuk states, Vachai Behem, Veloy Shiyamas Behem. One should live with the mitzvahs, not die because of them, and this excludes b'oinus. While a second pasuk states, "V'loy techalu Hashem kadshi," in public, one must forfeit his life and not cause a chil Hashem, and this includes b'oinus. Therefore, we must say, "Bitzina oinus mutter." One is permitted to worship an animal in private b'oinus, and in this case, neved mutter. However, befahesya oinus aser, one is forbidden to worship an animal in public b'oinus, and in this case, neved aser. Or, the b'raisa refers to behemis chaveroi. And Ba'inus is a case of Kugan Shenisach Layayin bin Karna. He poured wine between the horns of someone else's animal, and the animal becomes Aser because the Avid B'maisa. He performed an action to the actual animal. As Rabbi Yechanan says, Ava Pisha Amru, Hamashtach Vilde Behemis Chaveru Loy Asra, Aser B'maisa Asra. And the source for this halach is in the following pasuk, Kol HaKelim Asher Znich HaMelech Achaz B'machuse B'maloy Hechenu V'ikdashnu. Hechenu sheganzum, the Kohanim discarded the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash that Achaz used for Avodah Zarah, and v'kdashnu sheikdashnu achirim tachteim. They replaced these kelim with other kelim. The Gemara asks, why did the kelim become aser? V'ha'enu d'maisa davishay nishalai. The kelim belonged to Hekdash, and Achaz cannot cause a prohibition to kelim that did not belong to him. Therefore, we must say, kiven da'avid b'hu maisa itzrulahu. The kelim became aser because Achaz performed an action and used them for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, regarding Behemis Chaveri, Nisach Layayin bin Karna Asra, because Kivin Sha'asa Bamaisa Asra. Similarly, Rabbi Yechanan says, Avabi Sha'amr Hamashtach Velikarka Oilm Loy Asra, Chafaba Bay Rishichin Ma'aris Asra. Although if one bowed down to the ground does not become Asa Ba'na'ah, but if he transformed the land for Avodah Zarah by digging pits and caves, the ground does become Asa Ba'na'ah. The Gemara proceeds with another halach of Rabbi Yechanan, Avabi Sha'amr Hamashtach Velibali Chaim Loy Asran. Ason chalipin labitz kechavim asran. Although if one bowed to a live animal, the animal does not become asabana'ah. However, if he exchanged his own avodah zarah for an animal, the animal does become asabana'ah because teifis is damav. The issu transfers to the animal, as the pasuk states, v'yisachem kumayu, which is understood as kol she'ata mahayim imenu harehu kumayu. Whatever is generated from the avodah zarah is like the avodah zarah. And the Gemara proceeds with the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, v'rabbanan regarding chalipin. If he exchanged his chalipa avodah zarah for an animal, whether the animal becomes forbidden. One says, afil chalipa chalipa nasurin, because kol she'ata mahayim imenu harei kumayu. While the other says, chalipa chalipa mutarin, because the pasuk concludes with ki cherem hu. The exclusive word hu teaches hu v'lo chalipa chalipin. Only chalipin are forbidden, but chalipa chalipin are permitted. Zak the Mishnah, shalu es hazakein b'reimi, im ein ritzoyne b'avetz kechavim, lo ma'ein mevatla. The Romans asked the Jewish elders, if Hashem despises Avodah Zarah, why does he not eliminate them? The Zakenim answered, since they also worship the sun, moon, and stars, Hashem does not want to destroy his world because of these fools. The Romans asked, if so, Hashem should eliminate only those that are not necessary for the world, but keep those that are necessary for the world. The Zakenim answered, "Af anu machzik nidei evdein shel elu, she'aimrim teidu shehein elohois, sheharehein loy batlu." This would give credence to their worshippers who will claim that their Avodah Zarah is legitimate because they were not eliminated like the others. The Gemara mentioned several other debates between the Akum and Zakenim, and we will discuss two of them. Zainan asked Rabbi Kiva, "Libi velibcha yada, the Akum les b'mashasha." We both know that Avodah Zarah is meaningless, but why is it that we see crippled people going to the Avodah Zarah and they return healed? Rabbi Kiva gave a mashal, a parable, to answer that question. When afflictions are sent upon a person, they're sworn to leave the person on a specific day and time through a specific doctor and his remedies, as the pasuk states. Therefore, if at that designated time the person goes to the Avodah Zarah, the Yisurim will leave anyway, and they will not violate their oath because of this fool. Rav Bar Yitzchok asked Rav Yehuda, "Ha'ika beis akum ba'asrin, v'chi mitztarach alma l'mitra, mischazi lu b'chama, v'amr lahu." There's an Avodah Zarah in our city that in times of drought instructs its adherents in their dreams to slaughter a person, and in return they will receive rain, and indeed it rains. Rabbi Yehuda explained this with the following pasuk. Asher chalak Hashem alekecha oisim l'chol ha'amim, malamid shechlikon bedvarim kedei letardim in ha'olam. Hashem gave the Avodah Zarah power in order to mislead their worshippers. As Rosh Lakish says, bo'letameh poischamai. One who wants to defile himself is given the opportunity to do so. Bolatar, Messiah, I say, one who wants to purify himself gets extra assistance from above.